And it is another transfer special on the Anfield Wrap. I'm Harriet Pryor and I'm delighted to be joined by Luke Entwistle, a football journalist who covers the French League, to provide a bit more of an insight on Kefren Turam. We spoke yesterday to Dougie Critchley about how he might fit into the Liverpool side, and this is to offer a bit more from someone who's seen him up close. You just mentioned that you lived in Nice. So thank you very much for coming on and joining us, Luke. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Harriet.
So give us a bit of an insight into how he's progressed. He came through the ranks at AS Monaco, and how has he changed and progressed as a player since those days?
So I think because of his stature and because of, you know, what you see, I think people kind of pigeonhole him as a little bit of a number six, which isn't really the way it's really gone. He's definitely progressed into more of a number eight over time. The defensive aspects are the ones that were quite highlighted during his time coming through the Monaco Academy, which is, of course, a very, very renowned academy, brings through loads of great players. So that's a good start, having passed through such a prestigious academy. And then, yeah, during his time at Nice, he has, I'd say, gradually improved. I feel as though last year was really the season where he really showcased what he could be. And then he delivered on it in parts. And once again, this season, he delivered on it in parts. And other times, he was maybe slightly more anonymous, but he's become definitely a different player to the one that I think people were expecting when he's coming through. He's much more of a player that is attack-oriented rather than defensive-oriented, and he does like to break through the lines, and I think that's kind of his defining characteristic.